America's Composers. From Rochester, New York, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the Eastman School of Music of the University of Rochester, and the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, takes pleasure in presenting the eighth in a series of broadcasts dedicated to the interests of the nation's music lovers and composers. The programs will be performed by the Eastman School Symphony Orchestra and other units under the direction of Dr. Howard Hansen, distinguished composer, conductor, and director of the Eastman School. Tonight's tape-recorded program is under the direction of Frederick Fennell, well-known member of the Eastman School faculty. Our speaker this evening is Mr. Roy Harris, noted American composer. Tonight's program begins with two excerpts from Robert Russell Bennett's suite of old American dances, Rag and Schottische. Bennett, the dean of American theater orchestrators, lends his gifts at instrumentation to the music of countless Broadway classics, such as South Pacific and Oklahoma. The suite of old American dances is his first composition for the wind band. Frederick Fennell conducts the Eastman Symphonic Wind Ensemble in Rag and Schottische by Robert Russell Bennett. Thank you. Rag and Schottische by Robert Russell Bennett. It is our pleasure to present at this time a brief transcribed message by Mr. Roy Harris, distinguished American composer.
It is indeed a pleasure to participate in this broadcast coming to you from Rochester. I feel impelled to draw on memories that are now aged in a quarter of a century of experience. In 1926, I was one of those lucky young American composers who was invited by Howard Hanson to come to the Eastman School of Music to hear the first performance of my first orchestral work. The years have dealt kindly with our generation of composers: Howard Hanson, Aaron Copland, Walter Piston, Virgil Thompson, Quincy Porter, to name but a few of us. And as we become absorbed in the details of our own interesting lives, we must not fail to remember that in the city of Rochester, American music has been a banner which has ever been high in the sky over the days and nights of our years, and that we can count on this strong Americanism in Rochester for years to come.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard a brief address by Mr. Roy Harris, noted American composer. We return to our America's Composers program with A Solemn Music by Virgil Thompson, who is well known to Americans as a composer and writer. His operas are performed throughout the world. His column in the New York Herald Tribune is a continuous essay on the art of music. A Solemn Music, Mr. Thompson's first work for the Wind Band, was commissioned by Edwin Franco Goldman through the League of Composers. Frederick Fennell conducts A Solemn Music by Virgil Thompson.
Thank you.
A Solemn Music by Virgil Thompson. The Eastman Symphonic Wind Ensemble, in its broadcast of music for band by America's composers, now plays Cimarron, a symphonic overture by Roy Harris. Cimarron was the first of three major works for wind band which Mr. Harris has written in recent years. Cimarron is dedicated to his native state, Oklahoma. The work tells of the sleeping, uncivilized land, the steadily enveloping restlessness which explodes at fever pitch when the report of artillery sends the homesteaders lined along the banks of the Cimarron into a headlong dash for the land. The score closes with a sonorous march representing the forward march of progress toward today's greater Oklahoma. Frederick Fennell conducts Cimarron by Roy Harris. Cimarron by Roy Harris. This evening's broadcast of America's Composers continues with the Youth Triumphant Overture by one of America's important musical pioneers, Henry Hadley. Hadley was active as conductor of many operas in principal cities of America, including the Philharmonic Orchestra of New York. As a composer of opera, he was performed both at the Metropolitan and at the Chicago Opera Company. His keen interest in bands resulted in the composition of the overture with which this evening's broadcast will end. Frederick Fennell conducts the Eastman Symphonic Wind Ensemble in Henry Hadley's Youth Triumphant Overture.
Thank you.
was the Youth Triumphant Overture by Henry Hadley. You have just been listening to the 8th in a new series of programs titled America's Composers, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the Eastman School of Music and the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. Tonight, the Eastman School Symphonic Wind Ensemble was conducted by Frederick Fennell, and the speaker was Mr. Roy Harris, noted American composer. Music on tonight's program included Rag and Schottische by Robert Russell Bennett, music taken from his Suite of Old American Dances, a solemn music by Virgil Thompson, well-known American composer and writer, Cimarron by Roy Harris, and Henry Hadley's Youth Triumphant Overture. It is appropriate that the series of American broadcasts should originate in the Eastman School, as that institution has for almost its entire history been noted for its sponsorship and encouragement of the American composer. Tonight's tape-recorded program originated in the Eastman Theater in Rochester, New York, and came to you through the facilities of station WHMP.